Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we go right to the front lines of history in the making. One of the big stories yesterday, there were some leaked Kremlin documents, some documents from the Kremlin itself that said in plain English, when they're translated, that Putin planned to sow discord in the United States by supporting Trump in 2016. We know that he did. We know that he and his team and Manafort and his son Don Jr. and the others were conspiring with the Russians. CIA had tapped the phones of those conversations. CIA did not tap Don Trump's Jr.'s phone or Manafort's phone. They record every phone call that goes in and out of the embassy in Washington, D.C., and a lot of other places. And suddenly they hear people speaking pretty good English, and they're wondering what they're saying, and then, hey, that sounds like Don Trump Jr. So we knew this to an extent, but this is confirmation from the Kremlin files itself. And there is a phrase in those documents where Putin directs the use of, quote, all possible force, end quote, to get Trump elected. In their heart of hearts, they knew it was a long shot. Here, the Democratic nominee was a two-term senator, elected senator from New York, former Secretary of State, with an iconic name, Clinton. Her husband had been president himself. She'd been First Lady of the United States in the White House for 8 years, before that, First Lady of Arkansas, a lawyer, and somebody with a sterling reputation. And he was a checkered, bloated individual. Stumbles out of the nightclubs of Manhattan, cheated a lot of people when he, in his construction business, or when he used them to build his hotels, to build everything, cheated vendors when they supplied him with goods, paid them cents on the dollar, constantly involved in litigation. You had the Trump University fraud that he paid millions of dollars to settle. So there's no way he could win. But the idea that comes out in these documents is that the Kremlin's mission was to sow discord, regardless of who won, Flooding social media, flooding Facebook. In those days, Facebook and Twitter and the rest of them had very few safeguards against this. Lying about trying to engender race division, lying about Clinton, and so forth. And suddenly, the polls started to tighten, but Clinton was still ahead by something like 6 or 7 points. And then Comey came in, James Comey, remember the FBI director? He was a Republican. And at the time, he, along with the CIA, were investigating Trump and his campaign for colluding with the Ruskies, with the Russians, with Putin. And he knew that. And at the same time, there have been complaints filed by Republicans and others that Clinton had used her personal email account for certain State Department matters. None of them top secret. There was no secrecy breached, but it was a technical violation to use a private account. Jeb Bush in Florida had used a private account for state business, and that was against the law. It happens. So Comey holds a press conference shortly before the election and says he's conducting a criminal investigation of Clinton. He didn't say that And when he ultimately exonerated her, he knew back when he had that press conference that he had nothing there. He also knew that there was an investigation into Trump for Russia and didn't mention it. Clinton went down in the polls. And then just before the election, a few days, he said, well, we've looked at it and we're not going to go forward with her, but she shouldn't do it again. No mention of Trump. Clinton still wins the election by 3 million votes, but she loses Michigan by 10,000 votes. She loses Wisconsin by something like 23,000 votes. And he gets in by the hair of his chinny chin chin. No one was more surprised than Putin, except maybe Trump. They didn't expect to win. They've already sown a lot of discord. Now, Putin had an agent in the White House. And Trump immediately went to work. Why did Putin want to put Trump in as president, or at least try to sow discord? He did it because he had his hands on Trump's throat. He'd funded him. The Russian mob had funded Trump for more than a decade. He couldn't get funding anywhere else. And he also had the Steele video. Remember Steele, the British agent, issued a report saying that when Trump was in a Moscow hotel room, there were some women in there who posed as prostitutes but were really KGB agents, and they engaged in perverted sex. Everybody in the Republican Party said, oh, well, no one's seen the video. It's fake news. Nobody is as servile as Trump was to Putin if Putin didn't have something on him. Nobody. He was at Helsinki at some kind of a meeting with Putin. He was asked from the crowd of journalists. The CIA and the FBI say that Putin interfered in the 2016 election. Trump shrugged, said, well, I don't know why he would. He was sitting right next to him. I don't know why he would. I asked him if he did. He said, no, I don't know why he'd lie about it. Well, really? You don't know why Putin and everybody else in Russian history for 1,000 years would lie about anything? Nobody in the Russian government has told the truth about anything since the 10th century. Maybe Gorbachev and Yeltsin, when there was that window of democracy in the 1990s, maybe. You don't act servile like that unless he has the goods on you. And now it's confirmed from leaked Kremlin documents that Putin did everything he could to elect Trump in 2016, probably didn't think that it would succeed, but to use all possible force. By that, I mean, they have used physical force. They have assassinated somebody in London, somebody in Berlin. They have paid the Taliban bounties for killing American soldiers. Putin has used plenty of force. He's murdered all his political opponents, poisoned Alexei Navalny, put him in one of the worst prisons in Russia where he's further abused. He's nothing but force, but in the United States, in this one, what he used was Facebook and Twitter. Hacked into emails of the Democratic National Committee and some of Hillary Clinton's advisors, fed them to Trump. Trump's people met with him, gave him polling data, gave him ideas on where to place this social media, and Trump squeaks in. They were amazed, but Trump set about in 4 years to dismantle NATO, demoralize NATO, break up the EU, all of the Russian objectives. No objective, no American objective was served by what Trump did in Europe. He worked for Brexit to break the UK off of Europe. That was a prime Russian objective. It was a close vote, and Russia hacked into that the way they did in our election in 2016. Put in a lot of propaganda. They put in Facebook and other ads saying that if people stayed in the EU, they would lose their government health care. That's a big deal over there. They have government health care. That was false. Everybody in Europe has government health care. It's absolutely false, but a lot of low information people said, well, then we can't stay in Europe. We've got a Brexit. It means that Britain exits from the EU. As a result, he put up barriers between Europe and the UK. There are fights between British and French fishermen now about fishing rights in the English Channel. There were disputes in Ireland because of the troubles, the prior violence that had been solved by the Good Friday Accords in the 1990s under Bill Clinton. And there now is no border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. I've been to both of them. Wonderful, wonderful country over there. Wonderful country. Been to Dublin, been to Cork, Galway, Tralee, Limerick, and also Derry and Belfast, all over beautiful, very beautiful. They don't deserve to have an internal border. Their goods going back and forth six or seven times. They're manufactured, say, in the south, then they are sent to the north for refinishing, then they come back for polishing, and then they go somewhere else for marketing and blah, blah, blah. If you had to pay a tariff every time that happened, it would shut down trade. And that's one of the, what happened with Brexit, they finally solved it by putting the border of Ireland at the Irish Sea so that they didn't have all that. However, Trump, for 4 years, served Putin's interests. And he'd do it again if he snuck back in 2024. I'm speaking now about Kremlin documents. I'm not speaking now off the top of my head. I never do. And I'm not speaking now with Democratic talking points. And I never do that either. I'm speaking of history. That's what I speak about. And that is what happened. That is the flat out truth of what happened. There are Kremlin documents that show what I just described. So I don't know how much more proof you need. And in 2024, keep this in mind. If Trump is not in prison, is not in an orange jumpsuit, is not in handcuffs, bracelets provided by the New York penal system, and even then he'll probably run and he won't come in last either. Even then he'll probably run and he'll get 30 to 35%. That's what's sad about this. But if you're an American patriot, if you're an American veteran, you don't vote for somebody who did that with Vladimir Putin. A lot more to talk about. We're going to a break. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.